Oh, right. Your fail station for you go over there with that fast install time. Mm-hmm. I ain't got shit to do. It don't matter to me.
Episode of Step Your Game Up. I'm late 206 with DCI and First Case, the engineer, also known as Twin Studio Von Doom, aka the Basher, aka Fluffernut, aka.
Yeah. Latonio the Enigma, remember that.
Aka the Enigma, aka Cream Pie Special, aka.
Oh, man, look. I'm deleting out half of this shit. Y'all know that, right? Y'all foul. Y'all are foul. How about Mr. Blade 206, aka Knife 206, aka Plastic Knife 206, aka Sword 206, aka Saber 206. How about that?
Okay.
Nigga, you ain't no blade no more. You a sword, man.
Yeah. Cut
blades when you like
20-something. Yeah. Yeah, you grow up, that blade gets longer, don't it? It just gets longer.
Yeah.
I'm like in Assassin's Creed when they just start chopping people up. Okay. All right. Where's that going to go? Well, we're going to go on. The new systems just came out. Last week, the PlayStation 4 came out. This week that we're doing the podcast, the Xbox One came out. Okay, now, let's get into this. The PlayStation 4 came out, had a couple issues, which were, what were the issues again? They were,
They had HDMI output
right.
For one.
Right.
Some of them came bricked.
Right.
Like, did this one turn on or whatever, you got like a pulsing blue light of death, or, you know, people would say everything is to death, you know, this of death, you know.
Right. And that was easy. I think that one was easy to fix. I think some people said the HDMI, that you just had to push it in harder or something, or take out a little plastic thing or something like that.
Or you could replace the like hard drive and that would work. You know,
right.
There were just little shit like that. There is a whole bunch of fixed articles out
right.
there online.
Sony Kane had a list, I guess, had a list of how to fix it and this, that, and other, and a large portion of it worked, and then when it came out, there was less than 1% that were messed up, which was normal, is normal.
For Sony,
yeah. Yeah, which is normal. I mean, they're a hardware company, but those Xbox cats were like, see, look at this. It's breaking, it's doing all this. Oh, we told you the PlayStation 4 wasn't going to. Oh, come on, we told you. Okay, fast forward a bit. Xbox One came out. Okay. Oh, and this one I forgot. Sony said they sold 1 million in the U.S. 24 hours, which is incredible. 24 hours. In 24 hours.
U.S. and Canada.
Right. U.S. and Canada. In North America. Let's just say North America.
Mm-hmm.
North America. Okay, so they sold 1 million in 24 hours, which is a record, okay? Now, fast forward to when the Xbox One comes out. Comes out, people are like, oh, okay, you know, lines aren't that big from what I see, unless they show New York or something. But in other places, New York is not the only city in the world, so let's get that straight. You know, when they show it in a place in New York, this is like that. But when you show other places, they got like maybe 20, maybe 50 cats, you know, something like that. And then some places I've heard that they didn't have as many. And you know, they're going to say, oh, Blade, you're just going to down talk it. I'm just going to tell the truth. And the thing is this. It came out, and what was wrong with it? When you put a disc in, it sounded like it had a stomach ache. Sound like the Xbox One was having a stomachache when you put a disc in.
So Xbox One had mud, but is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. You know, just sitting on the toilet.
Oh man.
Oh man, this is killing me.
Oh man.
As games, you put games in here. I just can't play them. It hurts.
Said no. Yeah.
If you got a TV show, I can play that. But those games.
Yeah. They're a Blu-ray. Yeah, I can play that.
You want to watch NFL? Okay, cool. You want to do this? Okay, cool. Play a game. Oh. I can't play a game. My game. But look, they had the system was on IGN. IGN put it out there. They got a video because I guess it happened at their spot too. Theirs messed up, and it was just making all kind of sounds and. Sounded like it was a man. It sounded like it was grumpy, and man, I was just like, man, what's wrong with this Xbox One? Man, what's going on? Okay, now all those Xbox that were talking about the PS4, they were all quiet. That's all they were doing. They weren't saying nothing. What happened to all that stuff when the see, you guys shouldn't even have been talking. Karma something else. That's what I keep telling people.
You know, there's the internet. People are real quick to say something. You know, like,
right.
PS4 and stuff, right. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, Xbox One comes out and, you know, it sounds like it's a machine gun, da 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 da, you know, almost, you know, and now everyone's it's like
Karma.
A ghost town on the internet. No one's saying shit.
Karma is a motherfucker, man. Karma is a motherfucker.
And we all knew this was going to happen. Why when you hear people talking about the PS4, we knew the Xbox One going to have problems too. Like, everyone knew that.
Right, if you knew the PS4 had a little bit of problems, and they make hardware, what you think Microsoft was going to have? And they had the Red Ring of Death, which was the worst thing that happened in video games. You thought the Xbox One was going to come out clean? No problems? Nothing? Man, get for real with all this nonsense, man. You guys is crazy. And you knew this stuff was going to go down. You knew it was going to go down. So... the moral of the story is, you know, don't look in somebody else's windows when your windows are dirty. That's the moral of the story. You know, there it is, and that's what I got to say. What you guys got to say?
Also, too, you look at the sales because the Xbox One sold 1 million too, but that was worldwide. Like 13 regions.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that.
But the PS4 sold that 1 million in one country. It's not even out in Europe yet.
Right.
So,
man, but these guys are so crazy. These guys are so crazy that they knew, and this is a trip. everybody, you know, they said, oh, they sold 1 million. Yeah, when they're in 20-some countries, which means it's split, which means that, and then Microsoft came out with another thing saying it's sold out, you know, sold out in stores, and you can find them in stores. Why are they lying? Mm-hmm. Why are they lying? Now, worst case, you work at the Best Buy. Did you see any at the Best Buy where you're at?
Yeah, there's still a couple in the Best Buy, and what was crazy, actually, was that it was an open box. Somebody returned their system after the midnight launch the next morning. And we had an open box sitting there on the shelf. And then, you know, somebody went in. Some fool went out and bought it. But, you know, took it down $50 or whatnot. But, yeah, somebody returned it after the midnight launch.
Wow. And that's day one Xbox. That quote-unquote day one Xbox that's supposed to be you know, that's supposed to be the says, you know, with the little thing that says day one, and you get a achievement. Don't you get an achievement with it or something like that?
Yeah, and people are selling the achievement on eBay.
Yeah. Why would you sell the achievement?
Why would you want that achievement?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. That doesn't make any sense to me, man.
It's kind of pointless for that.
I know if I got a
pat on the back for anything, you know.
I know if I got a PS4 trophy for having one, I don't give a fuck. You're like, oh, whatever.
No, I mean, I like trophies, but I'm not gonna be trying to buy no trophy, you know.
Go sit there in your trophy list and look at that that trophy and have memories and shit.
Like, I remember when I got this trophy.
November 15th, 2013. It was like it was yesterday.
It doesn't make any sense, man. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I just, it's stupid. To me, it's stupid. I don't know, man. That is weird. But look what we're talking about. We're talking about these fools that like that. Why would you even do? Forget it. Anyway, you know. What else was it? Oh, the games. Okay, now Killzone ended up garnering what, a 7 or 8? It all depends on where you look at, I guess. That garnered a 7. Now Rise, what has Rise been getting?
6s.
I
gave it like a 6.9 or something.
Oh, they tried to be nice with a 6.9. Tried to be, you know.
6.8.
Yeah, you can tell because before that, I think like a few weeks they did a preview and they were saying the game was kind of boring. It looked good, but it was boring.
I was going to say that they said that when they were at PAX. Remember, they came out with an article talking about how it's not, you know, it just wasn't that good and all that stuff about Rise. And now I'm just like, ain't that something? But, you know, it is what it is. I told people that Rise wasn't that great. Now they want, you know, I heard it's real repetitive. The moves are just real repetitive. They're not great. It's just kind of boring. You know, it's kind of boring. You just run around as a Roman and just do all, it's corny. It's real
corny. I was getting, when we were that pack, I was getting bored of looking at it. I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
People playing, I was just getting bored looking at it. It's like,
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Now, what was I going to say? And then from what I heard, they don't even have Twitch working on the Xbox One, do they?
Not until next year.
Next year?
Yeah, not until 2014, though.
Wow, that's day one for PS4.
And the funny thing is, the option, or the feature, was introduced first by Microsoft. When they had the reveal of Xbox One, they were talking about Twitch.
Oh, wow.
But they're getting it last. That's kind of funny.
Wow. Now, I'm going to say this. Because since Twitch is on the PS4, when we all get our PS4s, you know, make sure, have people look at the Games on Smash, look at the Games on Smash page, because there might be some times, and we'll announce it, that we'll get some games that aren't even out yet, and we'll be, you know, getting ready for a review, and you guys can watch. You guys can watch what the game is like while we're reviewing it or doing a video or whatever, you know, put it on Twitch. That's another thing. Who else is, you know, it doesn't seem like people are putting nothing on Twitch to me. It just seems like I go up on Twitch, cats, I ain't really up on Twitch or doing nothing. You can't record, can you? Can you record from your PS4?
While on Twitch.
No, I think they announced that you'll be able to soon, like, archive streams on Twitch, on the PS4. They don't know if they'd be able to do it on X1, but they did say something about that. You can't do it. You can't do it now. That's the point. Okay. You can't do it now.
So then expect some reviews on Twitch.
But on the PS4, a lot of people are streaming. I just don't think they're using the site to do it. Yeah, like the actual Twitch site. I don't think using that. I think, because you can go to live from PlayStation, go on there and then look at people's feeds. But
mm-hmm. Hold up. So even if they're doing it, you're on the computer. You can't. And you can go on what? You can only look at it on the PlayStation.
You probably can, but I think people are actually watching other people play from the PS4 instead of going to their computer, actually going to the site. You know what I mean? Because you can just go to live, a thing called Live from PlayStation, click in there and then look for a feed, and then you can watch it right from your TV.
See, because so, I go up on Twitch. I know I put in people's name. Nobody's on Twitch. I see their names on Twitch, but ain't nobody playing.
Yeah.
You gotta be up on a PS4.
I don't see nobody up on Twitch.
You gotta be on the PS4 to see it.
I saw like one or two cats, and then after that, there ain't nobody up on there no more. So, you know, everybody is it seems to be a wrap. But that's people. Me, I ain't gonna lie. It all depends on some games. I'll be twitching like crazy. I'll be putting stuff up on there. Trying to have having like, catch
like
Rusty
I said,
play.
You gotta be on the PS4. You gotta be up on the PS4 to see all the tweets. Cause there's a lot of people streaming. You just gotta go on the PS4 and see who's streaming.
Yeah.
If you try to look up people on Twitch, you're not gonna find like everybody up on Twitch like that.
Oh, you talk about on your list.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you go from live on PlayStation, whatever it's called.
I'm
talking about people from my list. I'm just talking about people from my list that I put on their names in Twitch. And I said, man, ain't nobody up on here. They're on there, but they ain't on. Let's say that. They on there, but they ain't on. But, you know, you get cats like that. I mean, cats don't do that. Some people don't. Some people do. Oh, you know what we forgot to do about what we've been playing? What y'all, okay, we'll do that and then we'll get into this story that I want to talk about. Well, okay, what you guys been playing, worst case?
I've been on the next gen console for the most part. I've been on Killzone, Shadowfall, 2K14, of course. Warframe, I finally got that working. Blacklight Retribution is an amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely like one of the best games on the PS4 right now for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a little bit of Contrast. That game's all right for me. It ain't really that crazy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, mostly just on the PS4.
Mm-hmm. What about you, DCI?
Same here, Mike. Playing some Shadowfall. I just beat it, actually, about an hour or two ago. Shadowfall. Resogun. That's pretty good. Blacklight Retribution, just like Worst Case said. That's a dope game. That's like a... Reminds me of Call of Duty, the number 4. You know, it's pretty good. It's fast-paced, action, everything.
Right.
What else? Warframe is dope. I know we played it at PAX, but actually playing it now and seeing how deep the game is, the gameplay is.
Right.
Warframe's a shit. That game's great. 2K14, mm-hmm. And that's it for me.
Now, what have I played? I've been playing... I played that the Bioshock Burial at Sea Episode 1. I got that new DLC. And that's not bad. It's not bad. It's short, but it's not bad. I like it. But, you know, I like Bioshock. I like the way they went into the this, that, and other. You know, that one's good. That one's a good DLC. What else have I been messing with? Bulletstorm, trying to mess with some trophies on there. What else? Nothing else. Nothing really speak about. There was some stuff I was going to get. Oh, because they got, now I was thinking about getting Grand Theft Auto 5 because they got it for $39 now. It's $39 now for Grand Theft Auto 5. Just to mess around with that. Because it's $39 and what else? It's some other stuff. Oh, that's what I want to mention. Make sure everybody, now that I get, think, GameStop and some other places, I think, are going to have the PlayStation Plus for $30 on Black Friday. So, everybody, remember, PlayStation Plus, $30 Black Friday, and you can, but I think you can only get 2 years. So, that's the rumor that you can only get 2 years. Well, just have your friend come in there with you, and you guys just keep, you guys buy, you know, whoever, just have somebody come in there with you, and you got buy two, that person buys two. That's what these other cats do. Okay, now, Halo 4's engine architect, the person that was with 343 Studios, she's supposed to be real excellent. She's nice and cute, too. She ain't a bad looking girl. But it's on the front page of N4G right now. She's right on the top. She's going to Naughty Dog. And what the topper was is that she put out a tweet, she put out a tweet, goodness, no more Windows 8, go to the PS4, yay, she said, woo, she's happy to go to the PS4 and leave that Windows 8 stuff alone. Man, this tells you something, doesn't it? And she's supposed to be one of the top people.
Kareem, you.
Yeah, you. Yeah, that's it. And I'm telling you, man, it's funny. Mm. It's funny. She wants to go. But I'm going to say this. On the other half, we're going to put a moment of silence that Jeff Rubenstein is going to Microsoft. A moment of silence. Psycho! Oh, but anyway. Jeff Rubenstein is going to Microsoft, he's going to be their new PR. And truthfully, they need PR because their PR is doing bad, real bad. I mean, you got Major Nelson who's saying some crazy, you know, saying some crazy stuff, losing his mind, making people mad on the net. You got what's that other dude's name that every time I turn around, he's on the net. The other dude that's always making cup, Pinello, that's his name, Pinello. He's always saying some stuff. I'm like, man, they need somebody, you know. And, you know, I like Major Nelson. I've seen him. I've never talked to him. But, you know, let's be for real. He's kind of older, and you got to get at least somebody that looks young to mess with stuff like this. And, you know, I don't know. I do not know. I do not know. So tell me what else is going on? What do you guys think of this?
Well, we've been hearing a lot that it's hard to program for. I wouldn't be surprised to see if you see a lot of this happening in the future. You know, there's more people coming over to Sony and working on this stuff. She's going to Naughty Dog, right?
Yeah, she's going to Naughty Dog.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to go.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, not is it? Yeah, it is. I would think it would be a very good place to go.
Makes me wonder what game she might be working on.
I think, I don't know, didn't she say as a pedal to the metal or something like that, code or something?
Yeah.
Some game called pedal
no,
to the metal
I
or
think
something?
She was just trying to say she's putting the pedal to the metal. I think that's what she was saying. So, she was saying pedal to the metal. So that's what it was. But I don't know what else. What else could it be? What else?
If you see the tweet, mm-hmm. You have a couple people dissing her. Some people said she was pathetic or something, or maybe she's talking about someone else. But it's like come on now.
What were the tweets?
Well, so there's tweets. Well, it's hard to kind of follow because one it says one person saying they can't wait to see what she does. Another person says traitor going with the FailStation 4.
Oh man.
And then after that, someone says how mature are you? You are a great representation of the gaming community. Power was talking about the person before that. Then another person said you are pathetic. So you know how the Twitter conversations are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But you know, but still.
Yeah, you already know she's a man. These cats are crazy, man. Oh, she was born in Hong Kong in 1979. Interesting. So I don't know. Maybe she'll lock her Twitter or something like that. Who knows?
Nah, probably. It ain't that bad.
Probably. So I don't know, man. On you know, speaking of, you know, all this Twitch stuff we were talking about earlier. You know, people were starting doing their shows.
Mm-hmm.
Up on Twitch, and you know, people were getting, you know, famous and stuff. But I guess Sony's now, you know, banning people for not, you know, streaming gaming content, you know, because people are starting to make shows on there and getting popular,
mm-hmm.
you know. So now, you know, they're going to be banning some of these users now for not streaming gaming content, which, you know, I don't blame them for doing that.
Oh, because the browser running around naked, people.
Yeah, you know, I heard people were running around,
well,
you know,
yeah,
doing stupid stuff.
There's one case where this married couple, they're sitting on the couch. And I guess they were drinking, whatever. And the wife had the short skirt on, and she was crossing her legs, being all, you know, provocative. And they're sitting there, and I guess she fell asleep or something. And then he started stripping her, you know, like showed her breasts, and then you know started taking off, I guess, her clothes or something like that.
Yeah.
Later on, and you know, it didn't take long because people were, you know, doing shit like that on Uno and Xbox 360. I mean, it didn't take long. It was like,
yeah.
Like that.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what in the world, you know, would possess you to put you and your wife up on there and then get her butt naked.
Well, I mean, who gets on? I mean, yeah, that too. But I mean, who gets on stream and does that though? Like, who? I mean, where they do that at? At least where I'm from, you don't do all that shit. But you know, like, you know, I ain't never had a thought to do that kind of stuff on, you know, on Twitch. It's just
mm-hmm.
you know, play games on it, and you know. You know, like who does that?
That's a shame, man. You know that.
People need that.
I ain't gonna say what I, you know, but it's just some stuff. I just put it that way.
You get a camera, and people have to food nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't, man. You can't have nothing in this world without some fools popping up. You know what I'm saying? You can't have nothing. You know.
You already know. Yeah, you, but that's,
you know, you can't have nothing, man.
I think somebody was watching it, you know, just, you know, but you know that, you know, and
it's
I,
true.
You know,
it's true,
you know, because I was, yeah,
because you ain't gonna see, you ain't seeing me go up on there with my,
yeah, you know,
that's right, but you know.
It's real. Okay. Yeah, only me, Blade, and DC. I ain't going no far up in here.
Yeah,
but.
It's real. Real. Okay, what else is going on in this world? Okay, let me look. I'm gonna look on there for you. Now, you know this, man. Forza. I don't know. Forza with no weather graphics, with no night and day, with no, you know, what kind of scores did Forza get? Does anybody know?
I think I've seen it get a 9.
A 9?
By somebody. Yeah.
There's no way. Somebody's getting paid. 'Cause I'm serious. With no, and they only had a few. You know what I mean? Last year they had a whole bunch of tracks. This year they took down half of the and no 9, and you get a 9? Somebody's getting paid. Where was this at? Was this on IGN?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm looking at one right now from Crave Online. They give it an 8.5.
From who?
Crave Online. That's a, I don't know. That's that big of a site, actually. Yeah, they're a pretty big site.
I don't know them. Oh, but I know that that's what I wanted to talk about. Worst Case shot me a thing about CNET. CNET was getting on the Xbox, kind of. I expected CNET to go kind of light on them, but CNET was going kind of rough.
They had nothing good to say.
No, they were
nothing.
And I expected CNET to get.
They went in on them. I see that video. Yeah, I saw it too. They went in on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I got it from you. You sent it to me, and I was just like, man. But yeah, they had nothing good to say about it.
Yeah.
But you see all this stuff coming out now on how slow the Xbox is with the install times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think their system is bricked because it's so slow with install time.
How slow is that install time?
Man, it's like 5 times slower or something like that. They said, because you know how you start the game and you have the little blue, I mean not the blue, the green screen with the Xbox logo.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays on that screen because it's installing.
Wow.
But I heard, like, after, like, you know, it stays on that screen for, like, 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah. From the comments, people think their system is bricked, so they're sitting up there calling customer service and stuff, trying to figure out if their system is bricked or not.
Like, no, it's just slow. Yeah, you know the questions?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, man, yeah, people, that install time is horrible. Because, you know, on Sony, it's passive, you know. So you can play the game and it's installing and whatnot.
Wow.
You know. And also, the web browser in Internet Explorer, which has been out for years,
mm-hmm.
you know. And apparently, the Internet Explorer is terrible on the Xbox One, too. Like, the PS4 web browser is 5 times faster as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I heard that, too. Even the browser's better than Internet Explorer.
You know, and you don't even know what the heck Sony's browser is. They might have just made that, you know.
Well, you know what? They're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah, they're going to be, yeah.
They're going to be all right.
All right, they're going to be all
right.
Yeah,
you'll
be all right with that slow-ass install time. Sit right up on there.
We're going to be all right over here. So, okay.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Your fail station 4, you go over there with that fast install time. I ain't got shit to do. It don't matter to me.
Yeah, I can wait on my game. Next gen and your system is worse. That stuff is crazy.
That is a shame. That is a straight shame, man.
I just don't see the point of watching cable television on your Xbox on a split screen while playing your game. Like, I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either.
And then apparently, like, the one of them don't mute. So, like, apparently the game and the TV sound is going at the same time or something. Like, it's just silly stuff like that I was hearing about, like, from people. And I was like, man, what the? What's the point of that?
Why would you want to have your TV and your game on at the same time split? And you can only do one at once. You know, you don't have two brains. Your brain, you know, you can't split your brain in half and say, okay, I'm gonna play the game over here and look and just watch it. Who does
left
that?
Brain is gonna watch left screen, and my right brain is gonna concentrate on the right screen.
Right? Who does it? Where they do that?
Xbox man, just that, you know, that's
the case. Yeah, man. You know, it was great because you can't do that. I mean, I was watching somebody play Forza the other day on YouTube, and then as soon as he pulled up that split screen with the television, he couldn't. It seemed like he was driving worse.
Yeah,
because he couldn't focus. He was just crashing in the walls and stuff. I'm like, man,
they might have an achievement for that dummy.
Dummy.
Oh, okay. I got me a new achievement. Yeah, you're stupid enough to put it on while you're playing the game. Dummy. The dummy achievement. Man, people are so dumb. Oh, that's what I want. Okay. And some people probably know, but they got the Vita for $169 at where was it?
At Best Buy. The 3G model.
Yeah, the 3G for $169.
Mind you, let me tell y'all a little trick. All right. If you go to Best Buy and get it, get the Geek Squad protection plan with it, because what happens is, let's say, because they're phasing out the 3G model. All right. So what happens is, if you break that system within that time period of the Geek Squad protection, since it's phased out, they'll just give you that money back on the gift card, so they'll come out with a new model pretty much later on, and
mm-hmm.
you can probably go ahead and get that one instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, either that, or they'll just keep...
They'll just upgrade you to the new one.
Yep, something like that.
Yeah.
They might. They just might do that. Who knows? So,
yeah,
for the PS4 Vita bundled official announcer. Yeah, mm.
So what, is it official? I don't know if it's official.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And what is the price?
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Let me look that up. I said about it yesterday. But yeah.
Because if
I saw a leaked picture, but that wasn't
official.
Yeah,
that's what I saw too.
That could have been Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
No, let me look it up. Hold on. It's for Vita bundle.
Because I want to know that too. Because if it's $500, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap, because they can make it the same price.
December. Here we go. GameSpot. Let me go to them for a second.
If they make it the same price as the Xbox One, you get a Vita and a PlayStation 4, $500?
Okay, this is from GameSpot.
Done.
The PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita Ultimate Bundle will be released in December sometime before Christmas, according to a report today from United Kingdom trade site MCV. The price for the PS Vita bundle was not mentioned. The PS4 details for $400, while the PS Vita currently sells for $200, making a price point for the bundle in the mid-$500 range likely. So the bundle is official, we just don't know how much it's going to cost. And there's a picture,
I think if they want their install base up on the Vita, they're going to have to go, you know, they might have to take a hit, a $100 hit. They do $4.99 for both? Wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap.
They
done.
Could get away with $5.50 if they want. You can get away with that.
But it would be $4.99 would look prettier than $4.49. You don't know? Mm-hmm. But in $5.49, $4.99 looks pretty, because if you look at it, if you go, oh, man, $400. Because, you know, people know it's $4.99, but they'll say $400.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They'll
say
$400. But but if it's $4.49, they go, oh, it's $4.50. It's just the way our brains work sometimes, you know. They'll say like that. And I think that $4.49 would kill it, would straight kill it. That's my thing. Let me ask this question. Do you guys notice that all these GameSpot, IGN, they always put a broad up on there now to do the news? You know?
Oh, yeah.
They put a broad out there to
like
just...
Like a sexy newscaster.
Well, whatever. Some of them ain't sexy. Like, GameSpot's one ain't sexy.
Well,
if you're
an average gamer, they are. But...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know them gaming pads come out.
I'm an average gamer.
Ah!
said, yeah, you want to know about games? And brrr. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, she brrr.
Yeah, she's mimicking the dragons on the game.
Yeah, brrr, brrr, brrr. Like, oh, my God.
She's fine. She's fine. You know, that's what they do. They try to grab gamers. The bride on GameSpot, she's just average. I mean, look at her. You guys know she's average. IGN, the little blonde bride, she's all right, but she's still average. But, you know, you wouldn't jump on her. And then when they had what's her name, the little alien bride with the big lollipop head.
What was Jessica Chobot?
Oh man, I didn't like her.
Yeah, I'm not. I was never crazy about her.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
Never.
I did not like her. I mean, they putting all these women up on there. It was just cool. I don't care about that. But, you know,
But a lot of times, you know why they're doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, either that, you see that in society, you know, in commercials, you know, they put a woman up there. Like, you know why they're doing it. You don't have a problem if you just know what they try to achieve when they do it.
Right. And what happened to the people that were, what happened to all the minorities? Where are they at? Can I just ask? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. Oh, okay. And
you got a Puerto Rican cat or something like that on IGN.
Like I said. Anyway. I'm not even going to get into that because I'm not going to get into that because we already know what's happening with that dude, with him. I know what's up with him. I know what's up with him. Reason why. I'm not going to get into that. But, I'm reading this quote from IGN. EA is aware that NBA Live 14 is not that great. They're aware of it. Then why would you put it out if you're aware of it?
Yeah, can I say a question? Screenshot comparison of between Live and 2K14, LeBron James, and on Live, man, he's looking like a gorilla. He didn't look. He looked nothing like LeBron James on the Live side. Like nothing. While 2K14 looks just like him. You know, scary too.
Why do they do this? I mean, what? I was hoping that Live would do something because I've been a Live fan for I don't know how long, and then I moved to 2K, and then I haven't played since PS2. But you know, and I don't know what's going on. It makes no sense. No sense. No sense why they.
There's not going to be a Live 15. They might as well just make this the last game.
What, the NBA 14?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see anyone caring about Live 2015. They might as well just
I think they're just trying to put their name out there right now. Trying to move up. I mean, look at Madden ain't that great, but they wanna, you know, they don't thing out there. I don't
care. Yeah, Madden ain't got no competition.
There you go.
You know. Madden ain't got no competition.
They had some competition. You wouldn't have no because they,
you know,
they'd be putting some stuff up. But see, now nobody. We got to see what's going on with this contract. I got a feeling that EA is going to one up E and everything. We're going to try to okay, one more year. You know, that's what's going to happen. One more year. All right, but yeah, let me get away from EA. Oh, the big news. The big news is Crash Bandicoot might be coming back to Sony. Now, there's a rumor that Crash Bandicoot might be coming back to Sony, and Sony might be buying the Crash Bandicoot name from Activision because Activision's not doing anything with them. And then there's been stuff that says, no, they're not going to do it. You know, who was that? Game Informer said that. And then Game Informer said no, but IGN saying that they might be coming back to, you know, it could be because they're in their commercial. You see a Bandicoot pointing up to the play. And if you remember, and they didn't put this out. I don't know why they didn't put this out. Remember before the meeting, they said there's somebody that they said, hold on. They said there's somebody that is coming back. What is it, a character or something? A franchise that's been gone for a long time is coming back. Remember that?
Yeah.
Franchise that, and then they showed Uncharted, and I was like, it couldn't be Uncharted because Uncharted ain't been gone that long. You know? I said, and then you start thinking, and when Naughty Dog did their thing, this is what they even said on IGN. They said, "You had me locked. I've been in a hole for 15 years. And that's how long Crash Bandicoot's been, you know. And so stuff, it could be a long shot, but it could be something else. You know, you don't know. We don't know if it's that or not. We just don't know.
It could be.
That's my guess. That's my guess, man. My guess is that. What do you guys?
I have a feeling that with this next gen, that Sony is kind of starting over too. You'll probably see a lot of the franchises that were on the PlayStation 1 come back, like Siphon Filter and you know Crash Bandicoot and stuff like that.
I think me and Submish were talking. They need to bring back what was that fighting game that I said worst case to Shodan?
I thought it was what you call it?
No, it was Shodan.
Man, are you sure?
Yeah, I can guarantee it.
The Battle Arena Toshiden or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah. I thought it was the other game, man.
Battle Arena Toshiden.
Where you transform the.
That one too. Yeah. Ultra Beast. Oh my God.
Blade Roar.
That's what it was. I thought it was that one we were talking.
It was both. I did say Bloody Roar, but Bloody Roar would be nice if they brought it back. And I don't know who owns Bloody Roar.
I have Bloody Roar.
I said who owns it.
I thought you were talking about
no.
I think it was Activision.
No, it couldn't be Activision. I'm gonna have to look that up. Somebody look now.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah.
I could have sworn Activision, or it was Acclaim or something like that.
It's some Japanese company.
Yeah. See, publishers. It says publishers: Virgin Interactive, SEA, Hudson Soft, Activision, and Konami.
Yeah. Let's say Hudson Soft was absorbed by Inter Konami in 2012. Let's say now Konami owns the publishes the Bloody Roar series. Konami. So that's it. Okay.
But one of them had an Activision logo on it.
Yeah.
I had two of them.
So that's what it is. It was a lot of people that published it. I don't know why Sony didn't try to grab that up, but I don't know. But start a campaign, tweet Konami or Kojima and say, look, why don't you guys tell them guys to bring Bloody Roar back and you guys want to start and you guys can have something like Street Fighter, something big, you know, that take it to Evo and show people, you know. And if Battle Arena Toshiden, if Sony owned that, they could start something like that too, if they did the Battle Arena. But I don't know. I would like that myself, but it would be nice. That would be nice. I'd like to do that. Hold up. Target's having another buy two, get one free on PS3, Xbox 360, and 3DS games. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, is PS4 included?
Nah, it's PS3, 360, and 3DS. It's those games.
Well, there's still a couple PS3 games I could collect.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get that, what you call it, Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Beyond Two Souls and a couple of the games.
Yeah, that would be nice. But they got, so you buy two, get one free. So they got that at Target. Right, it's supposed to be popping out right now, I guess. So, you know, what else is there? Is there anything else you guys can think of? Anything else? Any other thing that you guys can think of? Nothing.
I can't really think of.
Amazon's starting their, talking about some deals. Amazon's starting their Black Friday gaming deals right now, so definitely check out Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Black Friday deals early.
Yeah, Amazon. I love Amazon. Amazon's my spot, man. I like Amazon. I remember I had to hit worst case to Amazon. He didn't know about Amazon. He asked me.
Yep.
He said, is Amazon good? I said, man, are you joking? I said, Amazon's the spot. That is the spot. I look on Because you can get deals there, and then you get free shipping if you, you know, you do some stuff. So I wouldn't worry about it.
A lot of price matches, too, now.
Yeah. You have to do that, man. What else? If you got Fry's near you, head to Fry's. That's the best shop in the world, man. I love walking into Fry's. That's the best shop in the world. What else is there? Nothing, no other news. No, that's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get your guys' impressions. What are you guys' impressions on the PS4?
I was just thinking of that. It blows the PS3 away, man. It's gotten to the point I don't even want to get back on the PS3 anymore. You know, I just don't. I mean, it's the background downloading, being able to talk to people while you're still using the console. You can jump in between, like you can open up a room. And you don't have to keep sending invites. You can just, you know, if you're invited, you can jump in and jump out, jump back in, jump out. You know, you know, like all that stuff, all the social aspects of PS4 are just amazing. There's still some features it needs to have on it, but that'll come in time. The games that I played all look and feel next gen. Like that was one of my big things I was looking for. Like these games look next gen. They do. Like Killzone looks next gen. 2K14. Blacklight, Warframe, all those games, the graphics are just sick. And the gameplay is too. But what are you going to ask? Go ahead.
What, I mean, if you jump, if you have a room, can anybody jump in or they have to, somebody had to send them an invite, right?
I think you can invite people, but I haven't really tried to. Yeah, I think you can jump in, but I think you have to be on the friends list.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I'm not exactly sure. I'll explain it.
All right. So the way it works is you have two modes when you create a room. All right. You have an invite only, or you have the open room where anybody can join.
Okay.
So when you start the invite only, let's say you start an invite only. What's good about that is that only you that started it could invite somebody.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. So that's pretty, you know, I like that, you know, because it's different, you know, it has its cons to it too. Like, you know, for example, you know, me and Submish was in the room the other day, and then Submish was throwing me a suggestion to invite, you know, Freezy. The thing is that I went near my console, so I had to, like, you know, wait like 10 minutes just so I can, you know, because I was cooking and whatnot, and I had to come back and then invite Freezy. So that's the con to it, but at the same time, you ain't going to have no random cats, you know, coming in your room. You know, not knowing, you know, what and what. So that's the good thing about it, that only the leader can invite when you make your room like that.
Yeah, I like that, because I ain't going to lie, man. I don't want everybody up in my room.
But I like the fact that you can jump in and out of it. You know, look, I'll be right back and leave, and then come back, you know, right back in.
Right. So once I invite you, let's say you leave the room, you can come back to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I like about it. That's cool. You know, you can jump in and out. It's very seamless, you know. So it's a good feature. I like the way they did the cross game chat in this. Yeah. It's real nice.
I like the game sharing too. You know, all the uploading like videos and, you know, screenshots and stuff.
Right.
But the thing is, like, if you really get into a game, you don't really think about it, about pushing the share button. You know, like, and things like that. So I don't really see too many people sharing stuff. And that's probably why, because you play in the game, you know, I think, oh, I'm just going to stop and then make this little video, and, you know, the people, but it's a new feature, so you never know, maybe a few months down the road, a lot of people get used to it, but I don't really see a lot of gameplay sharing in it and screenshot sharing it right away.
Yeah, it might all depend on the game, too, because I bet you as soon as those fighting games get up there, they'd be, oh, my God, I got to share this with them. Boop.
And also, you can't share everything in the game, too.
Yeah, you're going to get people like, Blip. Ooh, look at this.
Look at this shuriken that I linked up to Hadouken, you know, right here in the back. You know.
Oh, man, look what I
Look, I did a Shuriken focus that canceled to an ultra. Oh, you didn't fight me right. Oh, man, how did I lose? You didn't fight me right. Oh, man. Yeah, you know what I wish, that they need to update it for, too? That you know, like there was one game when I played in Blacklight and I like destroyed everything. But the stream sometimes can mess up, you know. So I recorded my gameplay or whatnot. But the problem was, like, well, I wanted, you know, everybody to see my stream, you know, see my gameplay again. So what I would like for them to do is update the system so that, let's say I did record 15 minutes of gameplay or whatnot, I could still share it and stream it on Ustream,
right,
you know, so people could, you know, still see my previous gameplay, mm-hmm, you know. But all that stuff will probably come in due time, you know. Ustream also has, like, a 10-second delay,
mm-hmm,
you know, when you're watching it. So it could kind of, if you're in a cross-game chat, the commentary can kind of be spoiled and whatnot. But, you know, it's a good feature nevertheless, though. It's real good.
Well, yeah, we're probably going to be streaming a lot here pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to work on getting, like, some set times and whatnot that GOS will be streaming. And, you know, going to get our usernames up on there. So,
okay,
in due time.
We ain't going to be streaming a set time or nothing.
What are you talking about? I'm too busy. No, I'm going to do it.
A.K.A.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start it up. Start it up.
He ain't going to be
streaming. I'm a stream. I'll be streaming. I'll be streaming. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you be watching, Blade, but I'll be streaming.
You don't be.
So, I'll be streaming. You know, some other cats don't like to stream.
I saw DCI streaming his Killzone.
See, there you go.
Well, if you're gonna stream, you, that ain't you,
you know. I said we.
You say there you go.
I said we.
I said, man, I be streaming. Right, I be streaming DCI. Look, he ain't gonna admit it.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna admit it because we're on the podcast right now.
He's
fine.
No comment.
See, they.
No comment.
But please comment on there,
no,
and please
stream the 2K14.
There you go.
There you go.
And I stream Blacklight when we both play.
I didn't see that one, though.
Yeah, but you were in it. That's why.
There's games I'll be getting on when I be up on there. I'm going to be up on there. What else is it? I think that's about it. What? What's up?
Well, no, I was going to bring up just two things about the controller. The battery life is about half, about the half of a PS3. The DualShock, it's about like 7 hours, maybe a little lower than that. So you'll have to recharge your stuff a lot. And they don't have Bluetooth support for the headsets yet, so you have to get used to carrying your controller around with the earbud, walking around right around the house, you know, talking to folks.
So there you go. So
yeah. Also, I'm sorry. Another thing about the controller. And, you know, I thought I was going to miss it, but I kind of do. There's no start button. So the reason why I say that is because, you know, if I wanted to call a timeout, like on 2K, there's no timeout button at all.
Don't you just tap the thing?
There's no timeout button. There's no button. Unless somebody found out, I pressed every single button, there is no timeout button. And the way you call timeout on 2K is by voice command. That's the only way I know right now. But I don't want to use voice command. It's because I'm in cross-game chat, and sometimes it mistakes whatever I says, and it'll call timeout, or it'll call something to happen. So they need to, you know, more companies to be aware of that. I'm not sure if they're really, like, so aware of that, but they need to work on, like, you know, some of these, like, working around that start button feature, you know?
Yeah. Well, to summarize, you know, there's things you got to get used to because it's a new console, but it's, the PS4 is the shit. It's well worth $400. Like,
yes, I do not.
Free games off the bat. I mean, it's just powerful.
Ain't got one. Ain't got no free games.
I don't.
Yeah, but go ahead.
And
sorry.
Ain't got no, there ain't no games. Remember? PlayStation ain't got
yeah. I would even say, you know, people will say, I don't want to get it at launch. You know, I don't get consoles at launch because of this and that and blah. You know, like, I'd say I've never gotten a console at launch, and I'm happy I got the PS4 at launch. It's worth it.
Yeah, it is. For $400.
$400, you get all these free games and shit, and that's how it works. Yeah, it's worth getting that launch.
Yeah, you get $10, you know, credit, you know, for the store. You get 30 days of Plus for free, you know, out of the box.
You can't stack it, though. You can't stack it.
You can't stack it, right, but I'm not too worried about that. I'm just, you know, like I told, you know, I don't know if the fans know, but I stopped buying Plus just until the PS4 came out. So, So that wasn't really my worries or anything. And, you know, the system is amazing, man. Like, I put my 1 terabyte hybrid hard drive in there, and it runs really fast. You know, I ain't really had too many problems with that either.
How much space does it take up when you first load it up? How much do you
like 100 gigs almost. Ooh, almost 100 gigs. Ooh. Yeah,
I didn't like that, though.
it came with, like, 908, something like that.
Yeah, mine came up with like 409, and it comes with a 500 gig hard drive. I only had like 409 accessible to it.
Yeah, you gotta. But it's easy. The thing about it, the things that are good about that over the Xbox One is you can change your hard drive. I don't know what those cats are gonna do. They talking about recording shows, downloading games, doing all this, and you only got 500 gigs. And then they haven't even brought out the external stuff. And then, from what I hear, the external is supposed to be proprietary. Oh, man, yeah. They're doing it again.
And with the PS4, you know, you gotta download the info to your hard drive when you play these games. I'm already about maybe a little over half. I mean, already taking up a lot of space on my hard drive. So,
oh, really?
You got a lot of games coming out pretty soon, like. Yeah, I can see. I can see myself maybe switching to my internal hard drive, but I don't know. But that space goes up quick. Fills up quick.
Because I'm already at 7-something.
I'll be glad when Gaikai and stuff comes out. But then again, you have to rebuy the games that you had, Payday or something. You want to play Payday with everybody, and we can stream it. They have to. We gotta all buy it again. We all gotta.
That's foul.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's messed up.
We'll see. We'll see what they do. I mean, really. I mean, we don't know how they're going to handle it.
They said, that's what they said. I think they said that. They said no because it's not connected. So you'll have to buy the games that you've had. You're not going to be able to keep the games that you had on your PS3 that downloaded there.
Yeah, well, because, it depends on what price it is. I mean, if it's a good price, I wouldn't mind.
Especially if you're paying for Gaikai. We don't know if you got to pay for
it. I think what they should do, I think Gaikai, I don't know. I'm not even going to take a guess on that. I'm going to say this. If they made it like it could detect if you already had the game and you still have to pay, then you get another discount on top of your play on your Plus or something like that. You know, so you wouldn't have to pay as much. You get what I'm saying? If they did something like that, then maybe I go, okay, you know, it'll be worth it. But I can't see it. I just can't see it. I don't know. I don't see it. That's just me. But I don't know. It is what it is with them. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. We got to see what that Gaikai. The Gaikai don't come out till next year anyway, 2004. And we don't even know the exact date. It's just sometime 2014. Did they even give a quarter?
No. I think I heard early 2014. But
yeah, I think I heard something like that. But don't quote me.
Now I'm gonna call this when it comes out. Do not expect it to run smooth. I am not expecting it to run smooth. I'm telling the truth. I do not expect it to run smooth. I just expect it. You know, I don't expect it to run smooth at all at first. At first,
don't expect every game that you had in your brain to be accessible at launch either. You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
They're not going to have every single last gen game. You know,
because they got it's too many games to go through.
Yep.
There's some games that might not even be on there. You know, and some games they wouldn't even because you telling me they got to go through PS1, PS2, and PS3 games. Come on now, be for real. You think they're going to think of every game? You got to go through all those games.
Man. And they'll probably just be exclusives until they iron out stuff with third parties. They'll probably just be their exclusives at first.
I would think so. That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm thinking it'll just be like you'll see some other stuff. Oh, I don't know, whatever it is. Some Jack and Daxter and Crash Bandicoot,
Yeah.
And they'll do some stuff like that. That's my guess. That's my guess. But, all right. What else? Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's...
What are you playing in the background, man? It sounds like some...
For me? That's the music for the PS4.
I thought it was chimes or something. I said, this fool's playing chimes. I ain't never know no dude to play chimes. You know?
Yeah, it's just the menu music, man. It's just real relaxing, man. Shit. That's why I keep it on.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so we're going to do some shout-outs. Who you going to shout-out, worst case? Oh, he ain't even on. Who you going to shout-out?
Yes, I am.
Who you going to shout-out?
Yes, I am.
Go on.
Hold up, man. All right.
DCI, because this fool, I don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's doing either.
Yes, I do, man. Don't start, man. Look, we already had this in the beginning, man. I mean, look, anyway.
A.K.A.
Hey, hold on now.
A.K.A.
So, shout-outs to Big Freezy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-outs to Bobby Fabiani. Shout-outs to, Exile Shinobi. Big shout-out to Icon. We were sitting there clowning the other night. It was good. Shout outs to Samish.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Magpie for Life.
Nice.
And shout outs to all the new people I got up on the PS4 as new friends and whatnot. I had a lot of people reach out to me and whatnot. So
any new fans?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of extra fans too that added me. Cheese Fury,
mm-hmm.
And some other cats. That Beard also added me. Another fan. So there's a whole bunch of fans, extra fans that I didn't have room on my list before.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely added me on the PS4. So shout out to all you guys. I can't remember all your names right now, but Glock Infamous. Well, not Glock Infamous ain't new. Yeah, he is. Yeah, Glock Infamous as well.
All
so
right, I got him
shout
on
out
my list. I was trying to figure out who it was. I thought that was some Mish's new name or something.
Hey, I don't blame you for that, though. I don't blame you for that. I ain't going
to
sit up here.
I said, some Mish changed his name to Glock Infamous. I'm serious. I was dead. I was like, some Mish changed his name to Glock Infamous. I don't know. I didn't know. So, you know, some Mish, you don't never know, because that's the only thing you see is that picture of him in a gun or something like that. So whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get into DCI shout outs, the reveal was put on hold. So for the, it's an inside joke. The reveal was put on hold because the camera. <There's no reveal. laughs> And that's a shame. Now it's going to take another 5 or 6 years.
Let me ask y'all this. Are you guys going to get the camera? Like, are you going to get one when you get your display? Are you going to get the camera?
I'm going to get
one. I don't really need a camera, man.
I mean, I got the eye for the PS3, and I had the camera for the PS2, but I don't think I'm going to get it for the 4. I might get it later.
I will, because when you can use it when you're streaming. So you can have it, you know, little feed of yourself sitting there when you're streaming games, so.
I mean, I might be lying in the bed and doing something.
Later in the
bed. Something, playing a game or something. I don't want the camera on like that right now. But, you know, I don't think so. But, okay, do your shout-outs, DC. Who you?
It's going to be real quick. We all know a lot of people. I'm just going to shout-out to all the next-gen gamers. You know, if you bought an Xbox One or a PS4, even if you bought a Wii U, you know, we're officially in the next-gen.
Yeah, right.
It's now current-gen.
I don't know about that one. It's not next gen, but it's
tech wise enough, but you know.
It's a gen, yeah. But go on.
No, that was it for me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna shout out Zadia, I66I, Cylon, Who else? I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, that's what I say. Man, if Zaddy and I66i is on, then you guys will never stream your DC Universe. And I don't even know what. If you, huh?
Please do. I would like to see.
They don't never stream it because they on it all day anyway. And I don't even know their name. Are they even on Twitch? You guys even on Twitch? If Zaddy and I66i on Twitch, I want to know.
Yeah. Get back with us.
Yeah. See if you put
Sweet Blade.
So I can see if you guys are on Twitch, and see if you guys stream your stuff up on there. So that's what I want to know. Who else is there? I don't think anybody else right now. That's all of my shout outs. So we're gonna do Step Your Game Up, and I guess I'll do Step Your Game Up first, and we already talked about it. But Step Your Game Up to these fools that was laughing at the PS4s under 1% stuff. And then when the Xbox 3 and when the Xbox One came out with their stuff, they were real quiet, real silent. You guys, you know, you guys were like gimps, not even saying nothing.
Just taking
gimp. Yeah. They were gimps. Like it. Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Lord.
Like in Pulp Fiction. Yeah, and that's what it is. Get the gimp, and that's what it is. That's just like Pulp Fiction. So step your game up and get that red ball out of your mouth.
And that's on the real.
Yeah. Get that red ball out of your mouth, gimp. Now. All right, who else is going to go?
I got this.
Go on.
Hello?
Oh, no, you think. Hold on. Okay. Well, it's about Knack. And I've never played the game. I'm not going to say, you know, if it's good or bad. It's been getting okay reviews. But the more I hear about Knack and how people don't like it, the more I realize just how much of a pass that Mario gets. Mario is back to the same game every time it comes out. It might have some different shit. You're basically playing Mario, but it gets 9s and 9.5s and doesn't really do anything new. But then Knack comes out, and people are like, oh, it doesn't bring anything new. It's not revolutionary. It's kind of boring. And then I start thinking, well, what's so damn boring about Knack, but they're so fun about Mario? You know, like why are you being – pretty much people are being unfair to Knack. But then – Mario comes out, does the same shit. Nothing new. It's revolutionary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that.
So step your game up to who?
Step your game up, yes. Step your game up to because double standards. Mario can get a pass. That's why I'm not into Mario, because it's the same thing. Same game. Yeah. Essentially the same game. No matter.
I mean, one of the biggest things I've seen. One of the biggest criticisms I've seen of Knack was it's just another platformer.
Yeah.
Just another platformer.
Yep.
And it's just like, well, Mario's been doing the same shit, saving the princess he ain't even getting nothing from, you know, for like 20 years. You know, it's corny.
When I'm going to hit it? When am I going to hit it?
You know, yeah. Mario. Man. Mario's a pimp. Oh, he's a pimp.
Oh, Mario. He'd be like, you let Bowser hit it. Why can't I hit it?
I don't need that.
I don't need that. I mean, he stole you and took it. I'm trying to ask for it. He took it. He said, come on now. Ooh-hoo! He's throwing it around.
Yeah. Well, the next Mario is going to be without Miyamoto, so we'll see.
Yeah, sure. Yep. He kind of retired anyway, so he still works with Nintendo, but he's not going to be working on the next
I think it's time for him to sit down for a little bit anyway.
So yeah, that was my stuff he came up with.
Yeah, man.
Mario Double Standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I guess I got a little stuff he came up with Microsoft. You know, step your game up to Microsoft and lack of tech support or customer care. You know, there's these problems coming out with Xbox One, and they ain't got no solutions for them. They came out and said they ain't got no solutions for them. So these people spent $500 on their system, and they ain't got no solutions for their issues. When Sony had all these issues, you know, they had a whole fact sheet and everything to fix it. So, you know, Microsoft need to step their game up with their tech support, well, you know, tech support or customer care, because it seemed like they don't even care about these people's Xboxes being broken at all.
That's a shame. That's a total shame. You know that's a shame, man. Well, you know what it is. It's all that money. It's all that bread. Ooh, But whatever. All right. For worst case, for DCI, I'm Blade 206, and take it easy.
We out.
Peace.
Yeah.